that?
Just I guess just growing up around a multitude of sounds, you know what I mean, with music and just being into just different, just like just studying the greats, you know what I'm saying? Studying the greats and just like listening to certain like how they would implement music theory into what they doing and chord structure and things like that. You know what I mean? And I've kind of picked up on shit like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just, study that shit.
And right now, speaking of the greats, I'm sure you're aware with what's going on with the whole rap beef between Drake and Kendrick Lamar. Did you ever did you find yourself taking a side with that?
I'm always go with Cash Money, you feel me? But I ain't never, you feel me? That's them man business. I ain't even gonna speak on that, but you feel me? Like Cash Money all day.
Cash Money all day. And when did you first learn that you were going to be signing with Cash Money?
A couple years ago, like 2021.
Was the process with you getting signed?
One day my manager called me with Slim on Three Way. Slim liked my music and we went from there.
Have you had a chance to be in a booth with Slim or work in tandem with even Birdman?
Yeah, like Slim will come in when I'm recording, give me that validation, like that head nod, like, yeah, you snap and keep going. Feel me? Yeah, all the time.
And what does it feel like working with such an iconic figure in the rap game and hip hop? History with history, the history of label, the history, like you said before, it's Cash Money, it's legendary. But how do you how does it resonate with you?
Man, it's a big blessing, man. It's amazing, bro. Growing up, listening to these guys and, always looking up to them from when I was like 5, 6. So growing up and actually being a part of their legacy, bro. And, it's dope.
And what's the best word to describe your sound right now? I feel like you have such a great sound, and it's just refreshing right now. It does, it has a, it's that whole, it's part of that whole trap, New Orleans, that whole that southern, like it's very refreshing right now, to say the least. But where do you see you, I guess, what's the best way, or what's the one word that you would describe your sound and your flow?
Impeccable. Yeah.
Then now that you've signed with Cash Money, and you I'm sure you heard about the I think Birdman received the key to the city recently, right?
Think so, yep.
And you grew up in New Orleans for the most part, correct?
No, sir, I'm from Florida. I ain't never
Thank
even been to New
Florida,
Orleans.
sorry about that. My bad.
Yeah.
So growing up in Florida and having such influence with Birdman, and you describe your sound as being impeccable. Where do you see yourself for the next 5 years? Because like for you, like your trajectory can go either it can go any way. Like I said before. Your ability to flow and to write and to and your wordplay is just it's immaculate.
Thank you,
It
man.
really is, and it's fun, and it's great to see that you're such a part of a new revolution of young rappers. You're part of a whole like a whole team of young people who are really trying to change the entire trajectory of the hip hop game and trying to make it more meaningful. And you're letting people know that you are talented. By just being, right? So where you see yourself in the next 5 years? Like I said before, I mean, you already know. You can wake up tomorrow and like, like seriously.
For real, the next 5 years, man, if God bless me with life, the next 5 years, bro, I'll be one of the biggest artists this generation ever saw. Because I ain't just a rapper, I'm a whole artist all around. And then as I go, like, as we go deeper into my career, I'm gonna be like showing like different sides of my artistry. So there's much
And
more to me than just the trap music and shit like that. Yeah.
And so I think I saw a glimpse of one of your album covers. I think your recent cover has graphics on it, right? Did you come up with the concept of the graphics?
I threw, I mean, yeah, I did. I threw a few ideas out there and stuff, but my team helped me with that as well. So shout out to my team.
And your team, so you have, so within your camp, like, you're writing your own rhymes, you come up with a lot of your lyrics, your titles of your songs, your mixtapes. Are you dabbling in creative direction? Do you consider yourself to be a creative director as well for your entire brand? And so,
Yes.
with your brand, are you going to be doing anything like, I know Cash Money is notoriously known for all kind of cool stuff, right? From snacks to the drinks to everything. So are you feeling like you're going to be getting into that category as well, in
Everything,
terms of
brother.
brand?
Everything to create this legacy and get that bag, bro. We're doing it. You know, everything, as long as it aligned with God and you know, good morals and principles, we're gonna do it. This is what it is.
What's one of your most well-received songs that you like or you enjoy as well?
Ohana. Ohana and No Love in the Streets, my intro, Graham, a few of my songs, but Ohana, that's one, that's like my favorite off the Blueprint tape. A lot of people rocking with that.
What inspired the Blueprint tape initially? Do you recall the time and the place that you were in? Where it came to you, like, I need to do something called, the blog. I need, like, can you tell us about that time and place?
At first, I said, man, I'm finna drop a tape, a screech, you feel me? And, I want to drop this tape for the screech because I felt as if I hadn't dropped in a little minute, you know? And I want to just like communicate some of the things that I had experienced on my little 1 year hiatus I had took, you feel me? And the screech wanted it. The people wanted it, especially in my area. The people like, man, bro, you gotta drop. So I was like, fuck it. I went in there, I made the tape, and then, I later named it. I named it later.
And Ohana is one of your favorite tracks. You have a bunch of tracks on there, bro. Like, that's really sick. I don't know. It's really refreshing to see that a young person like yourself is really taking the game seriously. Like some of your even with the recent song, the Grams song.
Grams.
Can you break down that your hook is sick.
Man, I kid you
Can you
not,
break down
bro.
your hook? Can you break down your hook? 'Cause
I
your
say
hook, you
weighing up them grams. Don't care if the Grammys is on, whip a whole lot of babies, they ain't got no pimples on. Bitch came to cop the Savage, she ain't had no pendants on, so I'm in the trap. Think I have my Levi's on. So weighing up them grams, we know what that is. You feel me? Don't care if the Grammys on. That mean like we ain't watching TV. We up. We husky. We get to it. I got no care if the Grammys on. Whip a whole lot of babies. They ain't got no pimples on. Babies. That's a term for that work. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna get too into all that. You fit, man. You know what's going on, man. You know what's happening.
It's so, it's hilarious, but it's like, it's so, I'm trying to tell you, I have really, really bad allergies. And I was like, I cannot, I was like, I have to speak to you, bro, because you're so hilarious. So I was like, he is so, what you're doing is like, you're bringing fun back to hip hop.
Yeah,
And
for
it's like,
sure.
it's so fun. And it's like you said, it's like, you feel the energy of you. Of your positivity and like, you're God fearing and you just have this energy about you that's just like hilarious. And it's like
Thank you, man.
you're doing it effortless. You're not a gimmick. You don't come across as a gimmick. And I know your camp is not.
Ain't no gimmick, dog.
Right?
Yeah.
So
For
it's like
sure.
when I was listening to it right before we got on the Zoom, and I was like, oh my God, I have to hurry, because I couldn't find the password, but I was really jamming to that song because you was cracking me up. How did it
Yes, sir.
feel when you shot the visual for it?
Man, that shit was a movie, man. That was a big production right there, dog. I felt like I was shooting some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, for the one of the ones. It was big, bro.
Well, you already know. I mean, you with the camp, that's like any minute, any second, you just don't even know. And then
So
some of
I'm talking
your
about big cranes and shit out there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was movie shit for sure.
And then some of the label mates. Have you been collaborating with some of the newer label mates that you guys that you know?
Yeah, I got a song with all of them. I got a song with all of them. That's family.
So you guys are like really about to do this. This is so crazy. You guys are really about to make history again. Cause I was checking out all you guys out on your Instagrams, and I was just like, wow, like you guys are really eating. You about to start really eating. Cause it's like, not only are y'all about to come for people, like all you guys are like, particularly you, bro, like you should be really proud of yourself because like you really made, like even just hearing you just flow your hook again, it's just like it's hilarious, and it's so great that you found the humor back in life and hip hop, because I feel like it needed a lifeline right now, and it needed something youthful. I feel like, you know, there's a lot of artists out there that's doing their big one, like of course, you know, Nicki Minaj, you know, she's breaking records, you know, like think about it, a female rapper selling out
Yeah,
stadiums.
that's the queen, man. Come on now. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of like it's like now it's like the youth has spoken. You know, everybody loves some TikTok. And having said that, with the TikTok ban in place, how do you think this is going to affect or not affect the new age rapper like yourself?
You're talking about the new hip-hop wave, right?
Yeah, how do you
It's
think
not
the
good.
TikTok ban is going to have an effect on it?
No, it's not. Oh, not at all. Not at all.
Do
So the
you agree
TikTok
with
ban.
do you agree with the ban?
I don't agree or disagree with it. It is what it is, but I ain't wanna know. I don't get into all that, bro.
Got you. And now, is there anything else that we didn't speak on that we didn't touch on that you wanted to touch on before we I guess come to a conclusion?
Nah, bro. Really none.
Are you doing any community involvement? Are you working with any philanthropy organizations, or are you aligning with any of those?
Not yet, but I do want to start a sickle cell foundation. I grew up watching my little sister suffer from that all her life. You know what I'm saying? She 2 years younger than me, so basically all my life. And you know, that's something I always wanted to do since a little boy. I always wanted eventually when I got older to like help sickle cell youth, sickle cell people, period. You know, I carry the trait myself, so.